The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm doing just fine in health, but I am worried. I want Eric to be taken care of. I don't think Americans, they are doing enough to take him.
Yeah, worried. A lot of Americans are worried. That was the girlfriend of the Ebola patient, Thomas Duncan, who is in critical condition after coming down with Ebola after being in the United States, arriving here back at the end of September. It's like a wild wrecking ball that is swinging in all directions, and we're not quite sure if it's going to crash into us or just simply go away. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the captain of this ship, America, tonight, sailing in some pretty rough waters across the nation for a couple of different reasons. We're all concerned about Ebola, let's face it, because what? While British Airways is not flying to countries that have Ebola, where more than 7,000 people have contracted it, and so many have died, nearly half of that amount have died, it's getting close to that, we refuse to do that at this point, the government, but yet, the conversation, I cannot make this up, folks, the conversation is about figuring out ways to test us, perhaps, for Ebola as we go through the TSA checkpoints in some of the areas where people coming from those countries might be catching connecting flights, which is ridiculous. I said this earlier, but picture yourself. I know you can do it. Think for a minute. You've been there right in front of the big boards that say departures and arrivals, and you look up and you see all the connections and you're looking for yours. Now, what will it be? Testing for Ebola in Albuquerque, in San Jose, in Dallas, in Washington, in New York. And then they won't test in all of the airports. And who's testing for Ebola? How are we making that a reality? I think by the time they decide to, if they decided to test for it, it'd be too late anyway. So the problem is, not to be a fearmonger, because we don't have thousands of people with Ebola. We don't even have hundreds of people with Ebola. We have a couple of people that have come back from Liberia who are being treated in Nebraska, one in a freelance NBC cameraman. And we have somebody in critical condition who was the first person to get Ebola while he was on U.S. soil. But he caught Ebola, the virus, when he was in Liberia. But the problem is dropping the ball and how you contract it and bodily fluids. And then what if one person gets it and then they get it to... It's easy to contract under certain conditions. And we see when you don't have hazmat coming in, you don't know who's touched what and what's happened. And you have somebody vomiting who has Ebola, who's now in critical condition, all over the streets, and you just sweep it into the system. In other words, you just throw it down the sewer system. That's a mistake. And it was one mistake after another mistake, and that's when things happen. That's when things spread. Not good. And most of us really are concerned about the way it's being handled, I think more than anything. The backlash is over how it's being handled and why we do have our radar up when it comes to this virus now. I mean, apparently Americans do, but not so sure about people at some of the hospitals, because that's where the first ball was dropped in Dallas. So it's not surprising when this new poll comes out, that Americans lack confidence in the government's ability to protect their personal safety and, by the way, we'll throw this in, economic security. There's a lot of unease. And part of the unease in this latest Associated Press poll comes from what we've seen happen when it comes to Ebola. Because of the way the whole thing went down the pike, because of the way it was handled, all the things that we've talked about forwards and backwards and, you know, everywhere in between. And then when it comes to, by the way, the election itself, 9 out of 10 who took the survey say they'll most likely vote in the November 4th election. They say the economy is extremely or very important as far as the issues are concerned. And, of course, they're saying that because a lot of people are being pinched in a lot of different directions with taxes, with higher health care. And despite what we keep hearing about unemployment, there are a lot of people who are stringing jobs together. And then on the heels of less than a month ago, another anniversary, 13 years after the September 11th attacks and all the conversation about Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq, only 1 in 5 in the poll say they are extremely or very confident that the government can keep them safe from another terrorist attack. So, yeah, we haven't had a large-scale attack since 9/11. But when you have one-third of Americans saying they're not too confident or even confident at all that the government can prevent another, geez, that's not good. Now, there must be a few people who think that the government's doing a good job, and you may be one of them. And maybe you think the conversation about the government not doing a good job is ridiculous, and you feel that you're in the minority, but you think you're right, that you see that your friends are more than surviving, they're thriving, and they like their health care, and they're okay with the taxes, they're paying their fair share, and they don't feel like they're getting jobbed. And they're not concerned about the Ebola virus because they think it'll be okay in the end, or some of the vacancies we have in key government positions. If you're one of those people, boy, I want to hear from you. Step into the light, because I always say, I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between. If you think that these polls are way wrong, let's hear it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You can always flip me an email. But I think the majority of Americans are worried about a few things, and I don't think it's the normal worry of life. Because nothing is certain in life. We know it's a wild ride. Sometimes you hit the peaks and sometimes you hit the valleys. But we're talking about the things in between, like can the government protect us? Do we feel confident that someone will come to our aid? Are we really on our own? Do you really have to swim to make it to the other side and take charge of your own life, because you cannot wait for somebody else to come and rescue you, and certainly not the government. So we've got Ebola supplies sitting in Sierra Leone, sitting there on the docks, $140,000 worth of medical supplies locked in a container at the port. And we have an Ebola victim who went from, oh, geez, he's in serious condition to critical condition. Yeah, I'd say there's not a lot of hope in that one. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time for a little odds and ends to kind of mix it up here on ATN. If you you missed some things over the weekend, we'll catch you up on what that might have been. Sometimes we have a tendency to hibernate. I love the whole hibernating thing, I have to tell you. Or I say going into the cave. We actually just chill and forget about whatever else is going on and get recharged for the next week. So speaking of recharging, we'll talk with Sean Lingus coming up here on ATN. And Sean is really an expert when it comes to all things related to communications networks and cyber spying and all that kind of stuff. And he thinks that the ISIS, stuff has been exaggerated as far as how they're able to communicate, that it's not that difficult the way they've hooked things up. It's not like they're super high-tech guys. It's just that they know how to use a few key parts. And some of that, he says, has been highly exaggerated. All right, if you ever wondered what happened in that search for the plane, remember the plane that went missing? There it was, and there it went, and we couldn't believe what we were seeing. The missing plane, Flight 370. Is it in the Indian Ocean? The Australians are putting up $60 million to keep searching for Flight 370. They think it might take another year, and maybe after a year they give up. They're going to have sonar sweeps, really detailed sonar sweeps, to keep doing whatever they can do to try to find some sort of debris, feeling confident that they're going to find that debris. Remember how ridiculous it became that we were hearing that there were satellite photos and they thought that they were close to something, and then it was turned out it was just flotsam, so they weren't close to anything. And this has become a crazy mystery, one that most people have given up on. But think of those families. Will they find the wreckage, or does this go down to we have no clue? March 8th, last contact, that's it. They put out a big net all over the Indian Ocean. Now they're trying to narrow the arc, but they had 7 weeks of nothing. So the Australian government is trying to come up with an accurate survey of what they call the seafloor to search over the length of where they believe it might have gone down. There's even a Dutch company that's trying to map the topography down there too, feeling like they could perhaps help in that. And, you know, there's other contractors that are working. Maybe they will find it. It's maybe not. You got to think of how vast that ocean is, and if it went down, where did it actually go down? All of that. How much has the ocean dragged it? Has it fallen off of a shelf somewhere in the on the ocean floor? You know, what is it? But the families have to feel just, think about March. Then in May, they were being told all these different things. Then the underwater search was on hold. And they just want to know. I mean, that feeling of the question mark, it's the human struggle. None of us want the question mark. We don't want to be blindsided, but we want to know, what is the end to this story? Will we ever know the end of the story? And the answer is maybe not. We might not know the end. Might not. Then we have this story about a crazy story about, we have a story about a airman and two who died and two missing because you had a typhoon that slammed into Japan. And of course, that happens every so often, and this is that time of year for it. So you had three airmen actually who washed away to sea on Sunday from their station at an Air Force base, at the Kadena Air Force Base in Japan, and one of them died. The Air Force says that the airman was pulled from the sea by the Japanese Coast Guard, and it happened at 3:30 in the afternoon on Sunday because the typhoon was just boring down on the base, and this is on the coast of Okinawa. The other two are missing, and they think, the sea. The rough seas are making it just impossible there. And they're holding all three names at this point until they can notify everyone. The terrible conditions were moving into Tokyo on Monday morning. Now the center of the storm hitting the capital about noon. And they said there's going to be massive amounts of rain. And this is something that they're used to, that they have this happen, these typhoons and whatnot. But then it's bad timing for some people because there were about a dozen people who were on the volcano that erupted last week. Dozens of hikers were killed, so they were searching for them. But now you have all this volcanic ash. Now you have this forecast of heavy rain, which means mudslides. So these whole rescue efforts, whether it's the sea for the airmen or whether it's on that volcano, sadly are hampered because of the typhoon, and there's not much they can do about that in trying to fight the heavy winds and the other elements that happen as a result of it because of that. The speculation is on big time when it comes to Hillary Clinton. The latest is that Clinton probably declares at the beginning of the year, although through people I know, they're already lining up their ducks, so it's not a secret. I think any of you would have guessed the same thing, that it was almost inevitable, that Hillary Clinton is definitely putting her hat in the ring again, and this time around there's no Obama, so it's very unlikely that she wouldn't be the person who would get the nomination. We've talked with people like Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio who comes on this show, who says he feels like the Republicans are going to have to put up a woman, and if it's Hillary Clinton, that that's the way to go after Hillary Clinton. But I don't think that the Republicans are going to think that. I think that the Republicans hopefully don't have the beauty pageant they had last time around, because, boy, didn't it seem like there was always a debate happening? I mean, always a debate. There's even talk of Mitt Romney. Now, would the Republicans, after what happened last time around, would the Republicans really go back to Mitt Romney? I don't think so. I mean, he's out there campaigning midterm election style for, like, his pal Mitch McConnell. But this is politics, and that's what happens in politics. Remember, Hillary Clinton was also campaigning for the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Charlie Crist. So that's not unusual that those kind of figures would be out there. But the idea that Mitt Romney, one, would, first of all, would he put himself in that position even if he wanted to? But would Romney be the choice of the Republicans? Yeah, I don't think so. Even if somebody was saying, yeah, let's put him back up again, even if there was a little branch of the party that wanted to do that, yeah, I don't think so. I think he may be involved in helping people run, but why does he jump into that again after what happened the last time around? I don't think he wants to do that. I'll tell you what, that'd be one of the strangest things politically I could say I have ever seen in my entire life if it were to turn around and he were to become the nominee again. There's no way. Rand Paul has a much better chance of being that guy who's on the undercard. I have no idea, because there's a lot of different directions that the Republicans could go in. But you would think somewhere a woman would pop up if it's a Clinton thing. I can't imagine that. If you didn't have flat-out a woman running, you wouldn't have a woman on the ticket. All right, as I said, Sean Lengus is joining us next. We're going to talk about what was taken out as far as ISIS and the air attacks on communications equipment, and are they really high-tech kind of guys who are part of this Islamic State, or is it more hype than anything else? You'll find out coming up around the bend.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere on the sea. He's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high,
right now we're going to bring into America Tonight to help us with this whole ISIS thing that we're talking about, Sean Lingus, and he is a journalist for Federal Computer Week, and he's written an interesting piece about cybersecurity, about the capability of ISIS. You know, we keep talking about that, and where are we hitting, and one of the airstrikes hitting their communications systems. And this is one of the things we're talking about, the money that's raised and people that are up in arms about, you know, how is this coming across and what is the technology, in other words, getting to the different areas where they have setups. He says it's definitely a little exaggerated, I'll put it that way. But I want to put words into his mouth. Sean, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So what is the deal with the reporting? So we keep hearing, it just sounds like they could crash our systems even because they're so high tech with these slick videos. But you're saying that's not necessarily true.
Right. I mean, a careful study of the issue reveals a couple things. One, that some of the capabilities that they're taught that have been reported aren't that sophisticated. It doesn't take a whole lot of expertise to, you know, deface websites and probe networks. If you're talking about a successful attack on U.S. Critical infrastructure, which would mean like the electric grid, financial services, something that is deemed critical to the U.S. economy, that is a long way off, probably. I mean, you never want to underestimate a threat like this. These people are very sophisticated with social media and are probably trying to expand their expertise in the cyber realm. But, I mean, the threat itself, it's something that U.S. Authorities, for example, the Cyber Command, will be watching like a hawk and looking to mitigate.
One of the things that's interesting, one of the things that you say in your piece is you talk about that it might not get very far because of the U.S. anti-encryption capabilities and the scrutiny of what they're doing online. So do you think the U.S. is really good at that, at sniffing this out anyway, based on what you've seen in the past?
I would say they are. It's hard for me to comment with specificity on that because a lot of that stuff is you know, classified and done behind closed doors and not something that's shared publicly. But it's safe to say that the techniques and tools used by U.S. Cyber Command and others are advanced and would be well up to the challenge of something like this. Whether or not they do disable some of ISIS's online presence is another thing. Yesterday, the House Intelligence Chairman Mike Rogers, he's a Republican from Michigan who heads the main committee on intelligence on the House side of the Congress. He said he would like to see more offensive cyber techniques deployed against ISIS. You know, he thinks there's still some things to work out in the U.S. government in terms of who's responsible for what to disable some of ISIS's online capabilities. So, on the one hand, it's not something that the capabilities that require some of the anti-encryption techniques, you know, the U.S. is well up to that standard. On the other hand, the coordination organizationally and getting the go-ahead from the upper rungs of government, that's another story.
Yeah, the one thing this does do, not that we didn't know this, I would assume, but you know, you're really steeped in this. You cover this kind of stuff. Where would you say, as you mentioned, you know, there's lots we don't know because it's behind closed doors. But on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, where would you say we are in jumping on things online and trying to shut things down on doing whatever we can as a nation when we see something like the videos that come out, the shocking videos? How close are we to warding off those kind of things?
Well, I mean, I think the you know, videos of violent acts like that are always going to be surfacing. As long as there's a terror threat to American interests, it's probably safe to say that. And as long as ISIS is still operating and they still consider that one of their modes of operating, you'll see videos like that. You know, they can be taken down fairly quickly. That doesn't necessarily blunt their propaganda value for them, that they still get value out of, you know, in recruiting probably from having that out there. The conversation that U.S. officials are probably having is weighing the trade-off between taking a video like that down or taking a Twitter feed of an ISIS sympathizer down because of its propaganda that it sends. But the flip side is they can leave it up to gather intelligence on it. So I think they're probably having that debate amongst themselves. There's also the issue of freedom of speech and how it looks if you know, the U.S. government is dismantling websites online abroad, you know, it might come off as anti-free speech. So there's a lot that goes into the calculation of how quickly they would take something down.
Yeah, interesting you point that out, because I'm sure a lot of people haven't thought about that. When you think that's what we were always pushing, freedom of speech, how can you do that and jump in on other people, you know, even if it's this terrorist network, although because you have a coalition and you have, for the most part, people lining up, obviously, against ISIL or ISIS, it might be a little bit easier. But then the conversation would turn to, well, then they can do this. What else can they do? Because we have you and you know, you talk about cyber attacks and that kind of stuff. How good are we? You know, I asked you about as far as ISIS is related. How good are we? Generally, though, we see what's going on with the hacking into these sites and everything else that's coming out of China or other places. Mm-hmm. How good are we at shutting that down? I mean, that's got to be one of the big concerns, because no matter what, terrorist-wise, that's certainly a way to get to the United States and other countries.
Absolutely. And if you ask cyber experts and government officials, they will tell you that, you know, we're only as safe as seriously as the private sector takes the matter, because, you know, the majority of Internet's, you know, assets are owned by the private sector. And it depends on how CEOs take the issue and how seriously the average person does to a certain extent. You know, big retail breaches like what happened with Target, that worries officials, you know, almost as much as something going on government networks, just because it's an example of the vulnerabilities that are out there. So each case is also separate. You know, you have to look at the motives behind each hacking case. Yesterday, the Justice Department indicted four boys, basically. I mean, one was as young as 18. Part of a quote-unquote international hacking ring, they're accused of stealing proprietary software used to train Apache military helicopter pilots. So their motives for doing that, it's hard to say. At first blush, it looks like they're, uber nerds, gamers who are I actually don't know what their exact motives are, but they aren't a nation state, let's just say that. And yet, a nation state like China would also be interested in that proprietary software. So you have some kind of strange bedfellows and people pursuing the same methods for different ends. So in each of these cases, law enforcement will probably be looking at defending that proprietary software no matter what, but they have to look at the adversary differently.
Yeah, and this is like one of the number one threats to the United States now. I mean, this is serious stuff you're talking about there. An 18-year-old and being able to get that kind of information, for goodness sake. And the government, that's what's happening. And we see this in local law enforcement, Sean, right, where they're beefing up the kind of people they hire to do security.
Yep, absolutely. It's sort of... The way you might think about it is, physical security is important to everyone. You walking around, having the right not to be threatened or attacked. But everything gets dumped online. It just creates that many more opportunities. It's a cliche to say this, but it's just the fabric of society, how everything operates online. Think of it as a new concept, or like, oh, cybersecurity doesn't affect me, or, that's kind of a technical thing that, you know, if I just, I'm just a normal internet user, it won't affect me. It's simply not true anymore. It might have been closer to the truth a few years ago, but not anymore.
Yeah, boy, that's for sure. No kidding. It's like it's big business on the other side of it if you're in security.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, if you want a career and you're good at this and you think you have an aptitude for it, boy, it's certainly the way to go, because it's only going to grow, as you said. There's no question. What a delight to have you on the show, Sean Lingus. We'll have you back on again from the FCW, and you have a good day. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Amy's blood type.
God, I don't know. I have to look it up at the house.
You don't know if she has friends. You don't know what she does all day. And you don't know your wife's blood type.
Sure, y'all are married.
One of the best lines from the psychological thriller Gone Girl, which was a popular book. David Fincher turned it into his magic on the big screen. It was one of the top movies over the weekend. $24.6 million it raked in. I was actually one of those moviegoers. Here we are, final couple of turns for this hour of America tonight. We do a cheap movie review at the tail end of the week, and we let you hear little clips from the movies, and I tell you somewhat about the movie, meaning give you some of the details, some of the nuggets from it. And I always say, if you see a movie, send us a movie review at americatonight.net because you can recommend or tell us stay away from this, it's not worth it. I mean, after all, it's not a cheap deal going to movies these days, is it? So Gone Girl was worth it. I thought Ben Affleck, who I'm kind of iffy about, to be honest, no offense to Ben, but he's not on my favorite actor list, but he was great in this picture. And Rosamund Pike, who played his wife, his evil wife, his twisted wife, was fabulous in the movie. And it was one of those movies where you could hear people oohing and aahing with different things that were happening, paying attention to it. You know what? It kind of reminded me of a movie that came out a long, long time ago, but has been played over and over and over again on the tube. I swear, probably somewhere at some point in the week, you could find it on one of the gazillion channels. Remember a movie with Glenn Close and Michael Douglas called Fatal Attraction? In a way, though some of the premise of this is different, it reminded me of that movie. A wife disappears. She was the focus of this crazy media circus. The spotlight all of a sudden is on the guy. And then it turns out it's not what you think it is. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who wants to go and see it. But I would recommend it. It's not ridiculously long. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It has a couple of crazy twists in it. And it was entertaining. How about that? It was entertaining. So if you're going to pay movies money to go see a movie on the big screen, I think you want it to have all of those things, and it fulfilled all those requirements. So I would have to say I would recommend it, and a lot of other people decided they wanted to go and see it too, which is why it did so well at the box office. But there is no accounting for taste. Annabelle, that kind of crazy wild doll, was right on the heels of Gone Girl. So horror, we're almost in Halloween, seems to sell well with a certain crowd, maybe even the teenage crowd. I'm not sure who mostly went to see that movie, but it also had a decent run at the movies. Now, we're getting close to movie season again because you have people that'll be off, kids that'll be off. We're not there yet. I mean, we're only in October, but you get to Thanksgiving and you get to Christmas. Then there's time off, and things to do include going to the movies. So maybe that's why we're starting to see a little bit of a pickup. But I would say I did not see the crazy doll. I saw Gone Girl, and I would say thumbs up. I would give it 4.5 stars out of 5. Go and see it. If you're looking for a movie to go and see, there you go. A crazy busy week, aside from the movies and all the crazy prizes you can win when you're an actor, a director, a producer, or have any of those kind of titles related to the movie business. But how about a Nobel Prize? Nobel Prize announcements start on Monday in Sweden with the prize for psychology, or no, physiology, or medicine, apparently. The ceremony in Stockholm is followed by an announcement of the physics prize on Tuesday, the chemistry prize on Wednesday, and the economics prize on October 13th. They say the prize for literature will be awarded on a date that they'll announce later. So there's all these different categories of for the Nobel Prize. What's interesting, and I think most of you probably know this, that each prize is attached to money, $1.2 million. Two Americans and a German shared the Nobel Prize in Medicine last year, and they were awarded the prize for discoveries of how the body's cells decide when and where to deliver the molecules they produce, which is kind of interesting and intense. Somebody asked me this as a trivia question one time. What was the deal with the Nobel Prize? How was it started? And the prizes actually were handed out in the late 1800s specifically for work in the areas that I mentioned. Physics and chemistry, literature and peace would be on it too. And then the actual first economics prize was awarded in 1969. And a guy with some serious bucks, an industrialist, meaning a.k.a. serious bucks, Alfred Nobel was the guy who created it, and hence the name, the Nobel Prize. And it started in the late 1800s. The choices sometimes, I think, are, I would question how they come up with some of the people that they come across. Not so much with the doctors. Those are usually pretty solid in the research areas. But sometimes I would say they go off on a limb in a different direction where I don't know how they would have awarded somebody the prize that they awarded them. But it is always kind of a little bit of controversy tagged to it, because somebody who maybe should have jointly shared a prize and some discovery scientifically with somebody else doesn't actually share the prize, and then there's a lot of conversation about it. So maybe that was the idea, that nobody would agree on the Nobel Prize in the certain fields, so they could argue about it, much like we see arguments in the cheeseball-y prizes for people who win, no offense to the people in the movie business, but win, like, People's Choice Awards and video awards and whatever else. There seems like there's so many award shows, doesn't it? But if they get ratings, it's cheap to throw them up. It's like reality television. Boom, give hands some trophies away. I mean, the greatest thing ever as far as branding, ESPN, their own network, comes up with a thing called the ESPYs. Hey, we'll just call it the ESPYs. We have all this tape. We'll pick the plays of the day, the athlete of the year. We'll get them all to come together, maybe give some money to charity. Start off, do the first one, the second one, and it just explodes, and it becomes a big deal. Oh, I got an ESPY. You just come up with a prize and then go for it from there. Coming up this week on America Tonight, don't forget a couple of things. Sports Shorts, our new/old feature that we revitalized, and also Old School, New School. We've been having a lot of fun with that. Plus, Nail the Score. We do the movie review, as I mentioned before, and we also have our Nail the Score deal on Wednesday into Thursday, and we have some great guests coming up for you this week, too, talk about Ebola and what are some of the misconceptions and what should really be happening that's not happening, and symptomatically, would it really work by taking people's temperatures just randomly? Because that was one thing that was thrown out allegedly at a meeting, that you could do that at these gates. Can you imagine if they were randomly taking your temperature at a gate? Well, first of all, where are you going to get all the people? Who's keeping track of all of this? And how are they going to know for sure? I mean, look at Thomas Duncan. He ended up developing Ebola, but certainly when they took his temperature in Liberia through the different points, his temperature hadn't spiked. I'm just saying. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
A Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.